Hi, GWA. So, 2 years ago, I engaged in my first threesome. It was at FFM, and it was amazing and intriguing and sexy and a lot of fun. And so I wrote about it, and eventually, I did an audio about it. This first threesome, this FFM, it was nearly perfect. It was amazing partly because it was new and different. I had no idea how soft women were, how soft we felt. But now I want to share with you my last threesome experience. This was an MFM, and it was undoubtedly one of the hottest nights of my life. It is where I took control of not one, but two. And I want to remember Matt. He was an absolute dream come true. Not because he was the sexiest man, although he was pretty nice. But his sense of humor, the chemistry we had, his willingness to try something different, as he said he'd never done a threesome before. His energy, he was the perfect threesome partner. He was a very welcome addition to my bedroom. Matt was intrigued of the idea that I was married and had kids and that we had engaged in threesomes previously. So Matt and I exchanged pictures, and as I mentioned, he was pretty hot. He was the same height as me, had a beautiful smooth chest, and he was pretty solid. He was nice. I dare say I wanted to eat him all up. All of him. He told me he was cut, and he showed me pictures of him smiling. Guys, do you want to know what's sexy? That smile. I love the kind of smile where it conveys so much, you know? The smile that goes all the way across your face and is mirrored in your eyes when you look at me. One of those kind of smiles. He never sent me a cock picture, and I never asked. But he did send me his chest and his legs, specifically his calves, which I did ask for. I happen to have a thing for calves. My husband has a sexy, sexy set of calves. I absolutely wanted this man in my bed. We talked about boundaries. Was an MFM. There would be no male touching. This night was to be all about me, pleasing me, pleasuring me. His goal was to keep me filled with cock all night long. I wanted it everywhere, and I wanted to come many times. If I could, I wanted to come on his cock, and I really, really really wanted a cum on his mouth. And he told me that he loved oral and he would do everything he could to please me. So I spoke with my husband and he agreed to the date. We planned on meeting. I was very nervous. Would he actually show? Would he look like his pictures? Would that chemistry that we had over chat, would that translate in person? I readied myself in every way I could, fretting over what I would wear. Like any typical woman, even the tomboy that I am, trying to figure out what I would wear. And I settled on a purple corset with lovely purple matching underwear, black slacks, and a shirt. I remember sitting on the couch. I was sitting Indian style, cross-legged, and kept picking up my phone, waiting for the message that he was on his way. And when that message came through, my heart started beating so fast. This was really happening. This guy wasn't flaking out. He was on his way to come see me, to come fuck me. And what cemented it, you know, what made the night, what helped to really make the night was when he messaged me to ask me to verify if I had really given him my real name. And I told him I had, and I thought it was quite adorable that he didn't want to embarrass himself by calling me something else. I was very aroused, my heart nearly in my throat, and when that doorbell rang, I didn't even try to get up from the couch. I let my husband get the door and walked him inside. As soon as I laid eyes on him, oh, I knew I would be fucking him. He looked exactly like his photos, his smile reaching all the way to his eyes, and he looked incredibly pleased to see me. I can only imagine the thoughts running through his head, you know, did I look like my pictures? Would I be what he had pictured in his head? And I know we were both glad that we did. I sat him on the couch and had him sit near me. And my husband sat on the other side of the living room, sizing him up. And we joked and chatted for a little while. It was probably a good 10, 15 minutes. Just feeling each other out, getting to know each other a little bit more. After a while, we set a couple ground rules, some of which had already been previously discussed, but condoms would be worn. My ass was solely for my husband's use, if he chose to, and then we invited him upstairs. Initially, I had them both sitting on the edge of my bed. A nice, beautiful king-size bed with lots of room with which to play. I remember staring at them for a while, debating how to begin. I mean, up until now, the entire moment had been in my control. I was nervous. I was thinking to myself, why am I now so nervous when previously confident? I mean, I found him. I found this guy, I found someone I felt compatible with, and then meeting him and inviting him. So I had to bring up that courage a notch, and I sat between them. My husband was on my left, and then Matt was on my right. My husband, sensing my trepidation a little bit, he reached around me and drew me to him and he kissed me. A soft, slow, sweet French kiss filled with hunger. Once he released me, then Matt pulled me to him, looking for his first kiss. His lips were softer than my husband's. The crazy moment when you think about that first kiss happened in seconds. I was so turned on. I love kissing and passionate about kissing. Even if for some odd reason I'm not turned on, if you kiss me, I will be. I enjoyed kissing this man. I stood and then had both of them stand up, the height difference quite striking. Matt was my height, and my husband towered over us both at 6'1". I went to my husband first and pulled down his shorts to reveal his black boxer briefs. And then I turned to Matt and I took off his shorts, also revealing a black pair of boxer briefs. I remember laughing out loud that they were both wearing the same thing. Matt even mentioned that he debated coming commando, but he thought he would be a little bit more formal for the first visit. I had them both step a little closer to each other, keeping with that man space, before removing both of their briefs, admiring the view. And then my husband, he removed my slacks and my panties. Only thing remaining now on me was just my corset, as I'd already taken my shirt off on the walk upstairs. I began with my husband's cock first, and I dropped to my knees, and I like the, you know, the familiarity of his cock. He has a very nice length and a girth that barely fits my mouth, and I lick the head and use my lips to draw them into my mouth and just suck for just a little while. My goal, just to lube up his cock a little bit with my saliva. And then I turned to Matt, his cock a little bit shorter, and then my husband, just a slightly smaller diameter. And this cock I could easily fit into my mouth and deep throat all the way back in, which is very nice to be able to do that. And something that was a very lovely surprise was a lot of pre-cum. My husband rarely ever leaks pre-cum, so I enjoyed that this man was not able to keep himself bottled up. So with a soft lick, I got my first taste of Matt, and then relished the feeling as I brought his head and wrapped my lips around his shaft for the first time. I feel Matt put a hand on my shoulder, light enough for me to know that he was there. And he sucked in his breath, enjoying the feeling of my warm mouth and lips sucking on his cock. While I'm starting to get into Matt, my husband gets on the floor and then he crawls between my legs. I then feel his amazing tongue on my pussy and clit. A very, very fond memory. With Matt's cock in my mouth and my husband's tongue playing with my pussy, I'm definitely at odds where to put my mind's focus. I already know without a doubt my husband will make me come, so I choose to focus on the delicious cock in front of me. loving the taste of pre-cum, and I love the fact that that Matt likes having his balls sucked. So using my hands to hold his shaft, I trail my tongue down from the head, down the shaft, and gently sucking in one ball for a little while, and then switching to the other. It feels very soft and strange. It's the first time I'd ever done it. I don't quite know how hard to suck, but his moans, his telling me how good I'm making him feel, hearing him mutter, "fuck me," I thought I might be doing okay. Minutes go by and I feel that familiar build between my legs. And it's an amazing thought. Usually when I come on my husband's mouth with a cock in my mouth, it's his. This unfamiliar cock instead gets the pleasure of feeling my hand tighten around his shaft and my mouth sucking on his cock as the wave of the orgasm overtook me. My moans transmitting through this new cock. After I'm able to bring myself under control, I stand and then lie down on the bed. Now it's Matt's turn to try to make me come with his mouth. With my legs over the side of the bed, Matt kneels down between my legs, and he begins by kissing my thigh, and I am adoring this view, this new person between my legs. The anticipation is so overwhelming just watching as he gets closer and closer to my pussy. And that first touch, that before I lose myself too fully, I signal for my husband to get on the bed with me. I want to suck his cock. This entire night is mine. These men are mine. I want them every way I can, in every hole I can. So with my husband now on his knees, he puts his cock in my mouth, and I turn my body slightly to the right, both my legs on Matt's back, and I'm enjoying every minute that Matt's mouth is over me. I knew he wouldn't be making me come anytime soon. I suppose it's not fair so soon after my husband just did it. But it brought me back to remembering the first few times my husband spent trying to make me come with his mouth. Before he learned and memorized every line of my pussy, the folds, the clit, learning the right moves, how much time to spend sucking and licking and playing with that hot button. Matt didn't have that many years of training on my body, but I loved every second of the effort he was putting forth, and he was making me feel very good. But God, I really did want to come for him. So, after a few minutes, I decided I wanted to switch it up. And I wanted Matt's cock back in my mouth. So I had Matt lie on the bed, and then I crawled up in between his legs, and I moved my husband behind me to fuck me doggy style. And I love the feeling of having Matt's cock in my mouth and then being moved from behind, rocking back and forth. Back and forth in concert with my husband sliding in and out of me. My hair rocking and feeling my breasts swinging. Feeling Matt's fingers on my nipples. hearing his moans, and so much time spent on his balls, his cock, and feeling my husband placing his hand between my legs and playing with my clit again. After a few minutes, I want Matt. I want his cock, and I want Matt to fuck me. I have my husband lie on the bed on his back, and I move down toward the foot of the bed. My plan now to continue to blow him while my ass is up at the end of the bed, while Matt fucks me doggy style. As I continue to suck my husband's cock, he wraps up my hair in a tight ponytail, and he starts to guide my head up and down just how I like it, just how he likes it. Nice and tight on my hair, the pain a fantastic mix with the pleasure of knowing that I am pleasing him. I hear Matt putting on the condom, and I can just feel myself getting wetter, imagining how this new cock will feel, this new cock that I'm about to receive for the first time. I then feel him sliding right in, his hands on my hips, and just the power of knowing that I have a cock in my mouth, and pushing back to the cock in my pussy. With my right hand, I reach down, put my fingers on my clit, and everything is so wet. I'm completely drenched. Saliva is drenching my husband's cock, covering his balls, the inside of his legs. It felt incredible. But I don't want him to come yet. Not quite yet. I want him to come in my mouth while I sit on Matt's face. Now I tell Matt to lie down. I straddle him, I climb up over his face, and I lower my pussy down, relishing those first tentative licks in this new position. I'm more hopeful this time I'll be able to finish. And I have my husband stand on the bed. He's so tall, he's got his arm up on the ceiling to brace himself. And my husband puts his cock to my face, and I turn to him while riding Matt, repeating how the night began. I am in absolute heaven. Can you imagine my control? I'm grinding my pelvis down into Matt's eager mouth, and then I have a cock in my mouth, my hand on a shaft, my other hand on his ass, pulling him into me. And I don't know if my mind is just too occupied doing two different things, and I just knew I wasn't going to be able to come, but God, it was fun trying. And I knew if I wasn't going to come, then it was damn well time for my husband. So I focused all my attention on the cock in my mouth. I wanted him to come for me, and I used all my familiar teases and sucks, firmly gripping his shaft, sliding on it with my hand, sucking and licking. Him taking a continued grip with my hair, pulling me into him, using my hands on his ass to pull him into me, his cock, bottoming him out of my throat, until finally he came for me. I kept my firm grip on him until he was fully cleaned up, swallowing every drop. Once I'm done, I tell Matt it's his turn to come for me. So I climb off, and while he's still on the bed, he's now going to get my full attention. Well, that is until my husband started playing with my pussy. But I concentrate on that. My goal now is not to come. My goal is to make him come. I spend a lot of time sucking on those balls, harder still than when the night began. And I love getting to play with them, rolling them around on my mouth, my tongue running all over them, back up his shaft, that delicious head covered in pre-cum dripping down his cock. He tastes delicious. And after a little while, he comes for me too. And just like my husband, I swallow every drop, feeling his cock twitch, feeling his legs buck. And once he's done, we all lie in the bed, Matt to my left, my husband to the right, and then we just talk and chat for a little while. A little bit about the night, but mainly random, unimportant things. And my husband already knows what's coming because I've done it to him enough times where I ask him if we can go again. I did not set this one night up to be a one-time thing, and I'm not ready for Matt to go home. So I do jokingly ask if they're ready for round two. Only, of course, I'm really not joking. I really want that round two. And I get it. And it all begins with another delicious kiss from Matt.